So thank you very much, Chair, and then thank you, Susan and Pamela, for your comments and constructive criticism of that. So I think that this is exactly the meaning of this exercise, to engage with each other, to further our common understanding of what we're talking about and what we want to achieve. When it comes to definitions, I made this example of enhanced cooperation, and I wanted to use the analogy which exists in Latvian mythology, in a fairy tale which is entitled, and then I will say in Latvian because it rhymes, "Aizei tur nezin kur atnes tuo nezin kuo." The meaning of that is, go somewhere, don't know where, bring back something, don't know what. So if we venture on the topic like laws without understanding what we're talking about, so then of course we're on very shaky ground. So that's why I think we need some kind of definition, whether that is legal definition, whether that is working definition, whether that is a definition specifically coined for the purpose of this exercise, for the purpose of this analysis that we're doing on the emerging technologies. So whatever we call it, the point is, at least that what I tried to do make, is that we need land on something in order to be very clear what we're talking about. I mentioned enhanced cooperation. The irony is, after 15 years, we're still talking what that is, but in real life has moved on, and the circumstances that brought us to coin this term enhanced cooperation ceased to exist about 5 years ago. Nevertheless, we're still talking about what it is. And I think Jivan knows very well what I'm talking about here, because he was part of that process. And I think that this is simply a waste of effort and waste of money and waste of resources. So therefore, we need to try to identify maybe very narrow definition for the purpose of our exercise, agree on that, and then provide whatever framework, operational or regulatory framework, we want to put around that specifically coined definition of our activities. So whether these commonalities are carved in stone, no, these are just my reading of the document. Maybe I was not fully grasping all the nuances that are expressed there. Again, I'm not saying that this is absolute true. This is what I tried to identified as commonalities that could be useful to work on. But certainly the commentaries themselves have a value and enriches our conversation here. So, Chair, I wish you good luck in narrowing down our scope of conversation. And with this, I need to apologize and need to go not to catch my train to Strasbourg.